Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It was 69 degrees, the New York Times says, when the Rowan cross-country teams arrived for practice at the Glassboro, New Jersey University track on October 30th. During the workout, several of the male runners removed their shirts. Uh-oh. Some members of the women's team did the same, continuing the session in sports bras. The university football team is holding its own daily practice. There have been tensions for years there. I could tell the Tyla Minsberg, who wrote this, doesn't like the fact that football teams in many places, apparently at Rowan, are more dominant. You know what the reason for that is? People want football. They bring in more money than a cross-country team. So out of this dispute over who's using what and all this back and forth, somebody, I can't imagine it's the football team, said that they're invoking a rule that had been in play where you have to wear a shirt, like a T-shirt, if you're a member of a team, no matter how hot it is, apparently, and you're there, an official practice for the university, right? Well, this hit, I'm looking at four printed pages of the New York Times. USA Today did a piece. The Montgomery County Advertiser has a big piece on this. What the heck is, there's no other news in Montgomery County. Now, here's why it's such a delicious thing. So now the head over the Friday, I guess it was, at Rowan, he had to say that a sports bra is a shirt. Now, wait a minute. I think it's one of the greatest inventions in human history. It's just an unbelievable. Who's the inventor? Do we know the inventor of the sports bra? You know, who is it? Was it a man or a woman? I'm guessing it was a man. They decided that the bra was not enough. Now we're going to bring it into the sports realm. So I have to ask women, is there anything risque about it, or is it just attractive? Is it flattering, as I see it? And particularly with female athletes, who would object to this? So after this big tempest in a sports bra over at Glassboro, now Rowan, they had to say, well, no, we're not going to allow this. We want female athletes to be comfortable. It became a feminist issue. Apparently, I think some bureaucrats may be attached to the football team, the sports thing there. They wanted to push back. They don't want the cross-country team near their football practice. They're dominant. And the stupid thing to strike on is to say they were violating rules by having women not wear a shirt. I think these are guys that are involved in a football team. Bill, who's the inventor of the sports bra? Did you come up with anything?
It is a woman named Lisa Lindahl. She's
How long ago did she invent this?
77, it says. The common one. There was one that is not commonly used, or like the common one that we now see on track runners and women in gyms and stuff, was invented in the 70s, late 70s, 77, it says.
77. Okay, marvelous invention. But it's
with her friend Polly Smith, or costume designer Polly Smith.
Costume designer Polly Smith.
So it was two women.
Two women.
Compared to the bikini, which was invented by that French guy.
Yes, that man should be in the Inventors Hall of Fame.
Something good, at least.
Gendrich or something, his name. He had some kind of Frenchy name. Exactly right. That's right. Macron ought to be talking about the bikini more than that. So, is a sports bra a shirt? I would say no, but it's a commonly accepted thing. I don't think there's anything risque about this. But the college took such heat. I told you, New York Times, USA Today. The Montgomery County Advertiser, like a weekly newspaper, you know, that you throw out there and people say, hey, honey, get that paper. Let's wrap something in it. They have it in there. When I Googled this today, I heard about it on Friday. 855-839-1210. I'd love to have you get it. Is this really about sports bras? Is that something that's out of line? Is it distracting? Yeah, well, you could argue it's distracting. They're attractive. The football team really complain about that. Now, it wasn't that women said they should be able to take their shirt off completely either. We haven't gotten there yet at Rowan. Maybe that'll be next. But can you imagine that this develops into this big dispute that the university president has to get involved in and has to track it and say that we are equitable with females here and it's about all that, rather than some dopes, I think, who were trying to strike back at them because they don't want the cross-country team anywhere near the track when they're practicing football. New York Times pretty much says so much. They say it's not uncommon to prioritize football teams at NCAA institutions. Now, I'm picturing at Alabama. Nick Saban's team is practicing. The head coach of the female or male cross-country team says, we're using this space here. You have to... How quickly in Alabama would that guy wake up in another state?
2 minutes after.
2 minutes, yeah. I think. So I don't know how dominant. I know that Rowan, or at least when they were Glassboro, I think in Division III, whatever it is, they did pretty well, their football team over the years. So maybe they're pretty dominant, and maybe that's what's going on here. But I'd love to hear from women, though. Is it a big deal? Now, each team has a shirt. They're supposed to wear shirts, but it was hot, so they have a sports bra. Well, is that something that is not uniform specific? I haven't seen too many women pro level. I'm trying to think of each sport as we're talking about this. In tennis particularly, I don't think they wear sports bras per se. Wimbledon and the others, they have pretty severe rules. There was that Serena Williams thing with the outfit that she wore in one of the majors this year where there was difficulty around that. In golf, they don't. Is it more just more comfortable, not as restrictive? And I guess maybe the university president is right. It is pretty much a shirt. Or at least it's not something that people ought to get bent out of shape about, right? 855-839-1210. You get a line with Dom. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Maybe we have somebody who has more knowledge of it, but I think it was a silly way of the football team to strike back against the cross-country team, that's what was going on. All right, let me go to Frank. Frank is in Norristown on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Frank. Welcome in.
Yeah, thanks, Dom. Listen, Dom, I think, I don't know if you remember the old Seinfeld episode where Kramer invented the bro. Just make the football players...
Wait a minute. Do I remember it? You called it the bro. You mean the man's ear.
The man's ear?
Well, they called it both. No, don't you remember they were arguing over the...
the name, yeah.
Yeah, and then they playing pool in a room that was too tiny with them trying that on and dancing some calypso thing with Frank Costanza. Of course, Frank. Yes. It's one of the better ones imaginable. And they give it to the German guy at the end. Yeah.
That's right. So, and also, you know, you can see more of this stuff in newspaper ads and catalogs that are advertising, the sports bras everywhere. I don't know what the issue is.
Really. No, well, I don't either. And the fact that the football team, Frank, of course we know the bro, 855-839-1210. I don't think that's actually out there for men, though. Men are not going to be wearing that anytime soon. But, yeah, I remember that in Seinfeld. The issue here is that this went out of control. It's really about the football team, I think, and the cross-country team. And instead of keeping it to that, suddenly it became feminism, and they're holding women back because they can't wear the sports bra. So I'm asking you, do you think that you ought to be? Is it just a common? I see it as a common everyday thing. Whatever the insignia of Rowan is, they can have women with sports bras and the insignia on that. Oh, no, Dom, that would take away. They're not athletes then. You know, this isn't a beach. They can't be engaged in that. Why not? Is that more comfortable or are they more effective? 855-839-1210. And who would be in favor? The women are not in favor of banning this there. And you mean to say that the men are on that football team? There was even a false equivalency, though. They say, well, the men are able to wear those tight football pants, which I never got, by the way. They have to be uncomfortable. I didn't play football. They look very uncomfortable to me. Come on. There's a big difference there. between looking at one versus the other, visual and all that. So tell the men they can't wear tight football pants. Who cares?
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.